Today is Tuesday, June 28th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is brought to you by Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a free-to-download mobile puzzle game with thousands of exciting levels for new adventures and challenges every time you play. With Best Fiends, you can have fiendish fun anywhere, anytime. With Roe v. Wade overturned, we're going to have to get used to a few things. Now that abortion is back in the hands of the states, reporting on reproductive rights is going to involve reading a lot of lists of different states that are changing their laws. So get used to some of these stories sounding a little bit like I'm calling names at a graduation ceremony. Federal judges have just blocked abortion bans in Utah and Louisiana, while abortion rights supporters in Kentucky, Texas, Idaho, Arizona, and Mississippi sued yesterday to halt or delay bans in those states. In Maryland, a new law goes into effect on Friday that will allow healthcare workers who are not physicians, including nurses, midwives, and physician's assistants, to be legally allowed to provide abortions. And in the next year in Maryland, the law requires the governor to allocate $3.5 million annually for training. So this is where the whole states' rights thing gets murky, and elected officials become even more empowered to make decisions. The Republican governor of Maryland is currently withholding those $3.5 million in funds after his original veto of the bill was overwritten by state lawmakers. So if you've been relying on your housewives for petty bullshit, may I introduce you to state-level politics. On that note, today there are primary and runoff elections taking place in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Mississippi, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Utah. Consider this your time to get really good at Sporkle. For our next story, the Supreme Court is back to steal your separation between church and state. They released a 6-3 ruling yesterday that a former Washington State high school football coach named Joseph Kennedy, yes, another one of those, had a right to pray on the field immediately after games. Kennedy brought his case alleging that the school district violated his religious freedom by telling him that he couldn't pray so publicly after games, and that they wanted to avoid the appearance that the school was endorsing a religious point of view. The coach claimed that his decision to pray on the 50-yard line of the field after games was not meant to compel players to join, but the school argued that the team felt coerced into doing what their coach did. So I guess the Supreme Court just won't mind when I tell the IRS that I am starting my own tax-exempt church of Taylor Swift. You're all welcome to my hypothetical church, by the way. Tomorrow, the January 6th House Committee is holding an emergency hearing at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, instead of taking their planned hiatus until July 11th. This will be the sixth hearing, and the committee says that they will present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony. So basically, this is new evidence that they didn't have before. And you know this is a big deal, because otherwise, they would be taking an extended July 4th vacation. Hopefully, they have figured out that they have not earned it. We are back with more Russia and Ukraine news as the conflict continues. As the leaders of the G7 nations met in Germany over the weekend, ahead of another NATO summit that starts today in Madrid, Russia has begun striking Kyiv again after weeks of quiet in the capital. Over the weekend, they fired long-range missiles which hit at least two residential buildings, and yesterday they struck a shopping mall. About 1,000 people were inside the mall when it was struck, and the regional governor said that at least 13 people were dead and more than 40 wounded as of this recording. Kyiv's mayor told journalists that he thought the airstrikes were, quote, maybe a symbolic attack ahead of these high-profile diplomatic meetings, where NATO is expected to increase the size of their forces 80 times over to 300,000 troops. And with a bunch of old white guys in a room solving conflicts, I am sure it will work. Meanwhile, Russia has set the trial for WNBA player Brittany Griner to begin on Friday, July 1st, for her crime of having vape cartridges with cannabis oil residue in her luggage as she traveled through the Moscow airport. Griner made a brief appearance yesterday for a preliminary closed-door hearing, and her lawyer told reporters that he expects the trial to take up to 2 months, depending on the court's workload, or however long it serves them to keep her as a political pawn. Did I say that out loud? The State Department has categorized Griner as, quote, wrongfully detained, indicating that they would no longer wait for the case to proceed through the Russian legal system, and they would take more aggressive steps to negotiate her release. Especially given that her chances in the Russian system aren't good, with only 1% of defendants being acquitted. I guess every country has the perks of the 1%, and in Russia that means you merely stay out of jail. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Best Fiends. There are dozens of unique fiends to collect, and with offline play, you will never be stranded without fun, even if you lose your internet connection. And now that you've caught up with the news, you have earned your fun time. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. And one last quick thing before I go. If you're a fan of the show and appreciate the purposefully tilted viewpoint expressed here, please help support us by leaving a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and even a review if you're feeling generous. Your ratings and sharing with your friends are what helps the show keep growing. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.